This is The Record with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. Amazon, they've dropped the .com, is working with the U.S. Postal Service to deliver online orders on Sunday. This is the first time this has happened, and it started this weekend in Los Angeles and the New York metropolitan area. Amazon is not charging extra for the new service. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says the deal will help them, and they have the capacity to do it. Brad Stone is a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek and the author of The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon. Thanks for joining us, Brad.
Thanks for having me.
How does this help the Postal Service?
Oh, well, it's an extra revenue source. I mean, the post office is losing about $1 billion a quarter, and it's not hard to imagine why. You know, first class to mail delivery is declining and being replaced by things like electronic billing. But the post office's parcel service, its e-commerce delivery business, is doing well. And this is, a big customer expanding the breadth and depth of its business with the post office.
So they'll make so much money charging Amazon to deliver on Sunday that will more than make up for hiring all those workers to work on Sunday.
Well, that's right. And the post office, I think, has been working pretty hard over the past few years with its union and with its, overseers in Congress to achieve that kind of flexibility.
So what does this mean for Amazon that they're all of a sudden going to have Sunday delivery?
Well, Amazon's been working for a long time to try to eradicate all the inconveniences of online shopping. And so we've seen that with, its same day and next day delivery, with the free shipping for Prime members. And Sunday delivery was always a big omission. You can roll out to a Target or a Walmart or the store down the street and pick up something and get that immediate gratification. So this is another way that Jeff Bezos and the crew at Amazon are trying to, bring the experience of online shopping on par with the experience of shopping in physical stores.
Brad, as you write in The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos is not afraid to lose money on certain things when they roll out. Is Amazon going to lose a lot of money on these Sunday deliveries?
Well, of course. I mean, because this is going to be offered free to Prime members and free to, I guess, other customers who make a critical mass of purchases, who end up buying.
And we should explain Prime is a membership that people on Amazon can get, I guess, about $80 a year, and it gives you a number of benefits, and now Sunday delivery.
Yeah. Right, but they tend to buy a lot. So Amazon will be, eating some of that cost for Sunday delivery, and it'll be more expensive because, of course, the post office trucks are delivering just Amazon items for now. But, the strategy of Prime has always been, bring people into the service and they kind of turn into Amazon addicts. So it's another bet by Bezos that over the long term, the company will recoup the money that expends on this particular service.
But Brad, will this be a long-term advantage for Amazon? Won't Walmart enter into this area and kind of diminish the advantage that Amazon might have temporarily?
They might, but I think the reason that Amazon is able to do this is because they are the leader and because they have scale in some of these markets. So they're starting out in Seattle and L.A., New York and L.A. In L.A., they already have the grocery business. But they've got, what we would call like a critical mass of Prime customers. So there's a lot of folks there. And so on average, it's then less expensive for Amazon to pay the post office to run the trucks. A Walmart or a Target or an eBay working on behalf of its small sellers could try it, but it'll be more expensive for them to do it.
Now, I noticed that even among the second-tier cities, Seattle was not mentioned. We feel left out.
Well, the reason there might be that, because Amazon Fresh, the grocery business, is so mature, Amazon's been running it in Seattle for 6 years, there already is Sunday delivery. You could order your groceries and then a sampling of other Amazon products and have them delivered any day of the week.
I did not know that. Is there anything bad about this deal?
It's hard to imagine. It's another kind of Amazon, benefit, to its customers. I guess if you're an investor, maybe you're a little jittery at the expenditure. And certainly for traditional bricks and mortar competitors, it's another way in which Amazon continues to invest in its own business. And so if you're a competitor, you're probably a little nervous.
Yeah, don't bet against Jeff Bezos. There are a long line of people who've done that and lost on it. Brad Stone, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Brad's excellent book, The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon. You're listening to The Record.